Nah. Yeah. And then when they would take that thing, go out and empty it, you see.
Did they use lime around the outhouse or anything?
Yeah, they used lime. But that didn't seem to help too
much. They'd have that thing way from the house.
That's right. That's right. And you take it, a lot of the poor folk, they just would go out in the bushes, you know. They didn't have no little house they could go in, you know. Most of the people didn't have no house they could go in. Well, you take it, nothing but woods then, you know. You could go most any place then, but you take it, you can't hardly do that now. Now you take where I make down to him, you could, but you take around Foley. Now, I used to go to Foley when it wasn't even near the population it is now, you know. When we used to go down, my dad used to have a horse and buggy. That's what we used to travel in, you know, horse and buggy. And we used to go down there on Sunday. He had a friend down there. We used to go down and play with the boys. He had some boys, Frank Brooks. And he would take the wagon. We used to go through the woods. I remember when they cut this 59 through, from Foley through, you know. I remember when they cut that through. Because they built that road up. They had mule teams, horses, and these little old carts behind them, you know. You fill that thing up and then it would flop over you and dump it. Oh, that's years ago, long time ago. That's when I remember when they first cut that road in out there. They done it with horses, mules. When they built it up.
I reckon people plowed with mules too, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, we used to plow with mules. Now, a lot of people used to plow with oxen, but we never did use an oxen, you know.
Why not?
Well, we
just didn't have them available, or?
No, we just didn't have them available. My dad always would keep a horse, you know, and you could handle a horse a lot easier than you could an ox, you know.
Kind of stubborn?
Yeah, ox is stubborn. Ox is stubborn.
I always heard that mules were stubborn, too.
Yeah, you could get some were stubborn, but the mules and the horses that we had, that's pretty good. We got them to be pretty good. So that was popular during those days, you know. We knew they were using oxen. Horses. We had one mule, as I can remember. Both we had were horses. But we used to raise corn and potatoes, cotton, all that stuff. Beans, peas. We raised most all our food, you know. We didn't do like we do now. Right. Take people now, they don't raise nothing now. They go to grocery store. That's right.
What kind of beans can you grow around here?
We used to go what they would call northern beans. A little old white bean, you know. It's a good eating bean. And for feed, we used to raise corn. Then we'd go along between the corn and we'd drop a bean you call a velvet bean. Boy, this bean is just about that big.
All that stuff like you.
Yeah. It would get that long. And look like velvet, you know.
It's like crazy.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, was that the one for feed?
That's one for feed. We would, my dad would